She is woman. She is strength. She is success. In honor of our leading ladies, we present Successful Women, brought to you by Rentical Initial Barbados Limited, protecting people, enhancing lives.
Welcome to another edition of Successful Women here on the stations of Starcom Network. I am Crystal J. Paul, and we want to say a big, warm welcome to Madam Justice, Barbara Cook Aline. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Krista J. It's a pleasure to be with you, and thanks for inviting me.
It's an honor to be able to chat with you, Madam Justice Cook Aline. Now, tell us, was it always a dream of yours to become a judge? You were appointed, was it 2 years ago?
Yes, I was. No, it wasn't always my dream. As a young girl on the lab, I wanted to be an air hostess. I like playing with dolls and the idea of this uniform that you wore that looks so nice and get to travel the world for free. So I really loved that idea. And then at secondary school, I loved geography. I wanted to do something in geography. So my dad had me talk to a land surveyor, let me know what is required for that. And I realized, okay, I don't think I like that job so much. So he sent me to reflect on what you like doing a lot. So I like reading. And as a child, when bedtime came, I'll go onto the bed with a light and keep on reading. So the parents might know I'm still up. So I'm on the bed still reading. And I like reading a lot. And when discussing with my dad's friends, law required a lot of reading. So that was a plus. I like to argue with my dad. Every topic that we could think of, people quarrel about and argue. So I figured that is where it should go. And my mom worked in Parliament as a librarian, and the clerk of Parliament, George Branker, you know, I had an interest in law, brought me lots of books and biographies of judges, and that intrigued me. So I was like, okay, that's where I'm going to go to, not just to be a lawyer, but to be a judge. And I've always tried for that since then.
Well, what would you say has been most rewarding so far about this profession?
Okay, I was also a magistrate, and I found it really rewarding sitting in juvenile court. Children are charged at 11 years old and come to court, and they're surprised because some of them have been doing the same activity at primary school but was never charged for it. So I thought I needed to develop a program just for them, the 11 plus children, when they finish the exams, to just sensitize them that at the age 11, you can come to court, that your actions now have legal consequences. So I can actually make an input in their life and make it different and lessen the work at a juvenile court at the same time. So I created a project called Individual Circle. So if I hadn't gone to juvenile court, I might not have the experience of thinking, what can I do to help? So it's been rewarding from that aspect. Yes.
Juvenile court, that must be quite an experience.
Quite stressful.
Yes. What would you say, even as you would have had to, you just mentioned it, you know, it can be pretty stressful. What would you say to empower women about dealing with difficult people and difficult situations?
Okay, first of all, that person wants to change your emotion from what it was when they came in the room. If you were in a good mood, they want to change that. So control your emotions, stay calm. I learned a lot from my brother. I'll be quarreling with him, and he would not quarrel back with me, and that would annoy me. So the silent trick can work. So you listen to them, let them air their views and so on, but don't let them see you getting angry. Don't raise your voice. Stay calm. And that can defeat the purpose of what they're trying to do to you as well. You stay calm and collective and speak to them. So as a tactic I learned from my brother, just let them air and vent and listen. Yes.
And my final question for you, Madam Justice, what will you say to encourage women to keep going after their goals?
Keep your focus. Reflect on yourself and see what it is that you really want to achieve. Research it. See what you need to do for it. We have free education now, so the sky is the limit, and women are exceeding in Barbados. We have a female prime minister, and so anything is possible in this day and age. So just keep focused on it. Just charge what you want to do. Do it bit by bit, and don't give it up. If it's your goal, just keep it there. Yes. Don't let marriage or children derail you from your goal. You can have it all.
You can have it all. I think that's a wonderful way to close off not just today's edition, but the series Successful Women. You can have it all. Yes. I want to say thank you very much, Madam Justice Barbara Cook Aline, for sharing with us, even as you journey in your own success. And I'm sure that there are women who are listening and will be watching and will be inspired by your story. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me as well. Have a good day.
And I am Crystal J. Paul. That's it for Successful Women. And that's a wrap for this series. I want to say a big thank you for staying with us. If you missed any of the series, you can always log on to our YouTube channel, VOB 92.9 FM. God bless.
Thank you.
That was Successful Women, brought to you by Rentical Initial Barbados Limited, protecting people, enhancing lives.